Your world revolves around you. Do what's best for you. Make yourself, what's that thing? Make yourself the main character. You know, you are the center of your universe. Hello and welcome back to the channel, to the podcast, to me talking absolute nonsense. Hi, I'm Pyro. Welcome. Today's episode is lessons I've learned from trying to stick to the Bujo this year. And for those of you who don't know, Bujo is short for bullet journal. It was mainstreamed by Ryder Carroll. Carroll Ryder. Him. And it has been something that I've stopped and started for years. But this year I was like, no. We're gonna go full force. And I did. I started end of last year. I drew out everything and I stuck to it up until about August, September when I ran out of space. So I didn't plan efficiently, clearly. But ever since I started the bullet journal, I opened up this Google Doc knowing I was going to learn lessons and I was going to turn it into an episode. So here are the lessons I learned from the Bujo this year. As all good things are, and as I demonstrated like seconds ago. Planning is good, but action is better. It took me a very long time to plan out the first few pages and spreads that I want to do. And I kind of got overwhelmed, but I always knew I wanted to just keep it simple and minimal, but still have functionality. Functionality was always the goal, especially because, like I said, I would get overwhelmed by the vastness of it. So the bullet journal is for me to use, i.e. functionality, but still keep it simple, minimal, cute. And that was what I did. However, I did spend way too long planning just how I wanted it and ended up actually wasting the first few weeks of the year because I just never got around to actually drawing the boxes or the diagrams, or I was just like nitpicky about things and agonizing over them because I'd seen an idea and wanted to incorporate it, or started drawing something and was like, oh, okay, how can I cover this up because I actually want to do that thing. Like, don't do that. Planning it out is all good and well, but rather take action. If you make the mistake like I did, or you overthink it and you ended up wasting time and not actually using it, do better next week. Stop where you are, start using what you got, and do better next week, tomorrow, next month, whenever. Because it's better to learn something and move on than what you regret it. And this was one of the first lessons I learned. I actually learned it in January and started implementing it from February onwards. So it was one I learned early on. And I think being in November right now, it's a lesson to learn now. Christmas is coming. Start now. Do whatever you can now. Don't try and plan out December 25th. We're not even in November 25th. Breathe. We'll get there. Do what you can now. Do that. The next lesson, I think, is also a very important one. And learning as you go is one of the key things I've learned. Almost immediately after I made the first few spreads, I added a separate little page at the end or at the back of that section after my future log, where it literally says things for 2024 to include. And this is just because I had already started learning from my mistakes in January and February. And I wanted to add certain sections that I was like, okay, cool, I can refer to that. Or I was just like, maybe doing this future log was not a good idea because I never look at it. So learning as you go is very important, and actually making time to write things down so that you can implement it when you reflect is even better. I think not only is it something you can do if you are a bullet journaler or if you are a planner person, it's something you can do in every facet of your life. If you cook food a certain way, you know, you can find out, am I actually doing this efficiently? Is it actually good for me? You can do some research, find other methods. I mean, Jamie Oliver gets a lot of flack, but he has like 5-ingredient meals that you can do. And I'm not talking like 5-minute hacks. 5-minute meals or 5-ingredient meals. I mean like actual healthy food that only needs 5 ingredients, because we are already living in a world where over consuming digital stuff is annoying. Like, we'll scroll through Instagram and then we'll see people make all these elaborate meals and be inspired, and we look in the fridge and there's like an onion, a tomato and an egg and be like, ugh, what can I do with this? You know, you can make a very nice leftover scramble. Just saying. Point being, learn as you go and make a list of things that you can improve or get rid of. You know, not everything's great, but if it's gonna make you do better tomorrow, do it. And this is always gonna boil down to that annoying 1% spiel of, oh, if you could better 1% every day or every week, you know, you'll be this percent better at the end of X. Cool, good, but like, I'm not trying to be better than anyone but myself, and that's all it is. I want to do better for me. So learn from your mistakes today, or just something that worked out well or didn't work out well, and try and implement it going forward. I always hop on the thing of reflection, whether it's daily in a journal, whether it's weekly in a weekly reset, whether it's monthly in a monthly overview. Do what works best for you and see what actually worked and what didn't, and implement those going forward. Because the best thing about this is it's you. You know, your world revolves around you. Do what's best for you. Make yourself, what's that thing? Make yourself the main character. You know, you are the center of your universe. Literally, do that. Do whatever you want because it's for you. But make good choices, you know? Or don't. Your choice. You do you. This is one of the most annoying things about it. Having a bujo or using one is work. It's a lot of work. But, there's a big but, it's worth it. Honestly, not gonna lie, it's a lot of work up front. Like, it's work in general, especially like monthly as you go. But like, I started last year with my bullet journal because I knew it was going to be a lot of work up front. And planning that I did took a lot out of me. Hence me not using it in Jan, because I was still tired from December for doing it. I planned my future log, which is 12 months of the year. I planned out goals for myself and the podcast. I had to remember to implement the 3-month check-ins. I included monthly reflections, and then I did weekly spreads. So that was a lot of work up front that I had to basically plan out an entire year. And remember, there's nothing specific going into this. This is just making sure I have 12 pages, one for each month for the future log, and that I have a note to remind myself that after 3 months, I need a double page spread for the monthly check-ins, and making sure all the dates are correct was another annoying thing. And until I used my bujo for the last time to actually draw out the full spreads, I still made mistakes. It just happens. It's a lot of work, and it gets monotonous sometimes, especially drawing out the boxes and things, which is exhausting. But it's also one of the best things, because it's completely customized and suited to you and your needs. Like I said, I do weekly spreads. Some people do daily bullet journal layouts. Some people do the weekly spreads like I do. Some people maybe do a horizontal versus a vertical layout. It's completely the way you want it, but that's the beauty of it. But just, it's a lot of work. It can be as simple as writing your date, your task list for the day and done. Or it can be a bit more minimal and drawn out. Or it can be like over the top and color coordinated things. Like, it's up to you. Customize it to yourself. And don't be afraid to play around with it, because that is something that is actually very, very fun. But I do mention that later. So I'm going to move on. That actually is my very next point. Don't be afraid to change something if it's not working. Like I mentioned, the different types of spread, I went from a vertical spread in Jan and Feb to a horizontal one in March, and it changed the game. Literally changed the game. I didn't use it really in Jan, I just kept up the spreads in Feb. And when I switched it out in March, I started actually using it more, just because it was better suited to the way I write, the way my words flow across the page. I had more space. It was still simple and easy to use, but being able to see everything in a clearer way just worked. And that is the best lesson you can learn. If something's not working, change it out. This doesn't just apply to the bujo, it applies to life. If something's not working, change it. Figure a way around it. Do something different towards it. Make the changes as needed. Because if one simple step that you take today changes everything on its head, that's a rollover effect for the rest of the stuff. Like, it's gonna cause so many dominoes to fall, and that's the best thing you can do, especially to gain momentum. So sometimes change is good. They always say change is as good as a holiday. So make a small change, see what works, and then keep going from there. That said, okay, making your changes, doing your things. Don't fly too close to the sun, dear Icarus, okay? Flying too high, too fast is just gonna cause problems. I said it at the top of this episode. I got overwhelmed by seeing everyone else's stuff. Like, they had elaborate spreads, everything had a theme. Like, people can actually draw more than just a stick man like me, and I'm just like, good for you. I struggle to read my own handwriting on a bad day. Like, don't do that. No. I understand. I have terrible doctor handwriting. I cannot draw a stick man. And I don't want to do too much because I want to keep it simple and clear. My workaround was to simply buy stickers, get colorful pens, and write slower. Not that hard. My sister's got beautiful art supplies that I occasionally just stole and used and gave back. And you can also either buy bullet journal stickers almost anywhere or download free ones and print them yourself, which I have done. So there are endless options available. However, don't get overwhelmed by seeing other people's spreads and wanting to copy them, because comparison is the thief of joy. But also, customize it to you. If you don't want to have the major drawings and the themes and the everything, don't. Absolutely not. Don't. It's yours to do with as you please. Don't compare. Don't try and copy. Just do you. If you never want to have any drawings in it, don't. If you want to have a theme for the month and color coordinate and do that. Go crazy. But as long as it's self-motivated from you and you choose to do so, do that. If not, forget everyone else. It's your bullet journal. No one else has to see it. Do you. One thing I will say about having all these washi tapes and drawings and sticky papers and things is that mistakes will be made, and they are very easy to cover up with stickers. Cool, right? So I did make a lot of mistakes up until the last, and that is okay, because I made the mistake again, and I learned it again, and then I made it again, which is fine. But the lesson I learned, and my biggest tip ever, draw or stencil out the design in pencil first, and then do the rest. I mean, I used to draw little circles around the four corners of the boxes that I was gonna make, and I still ended up making mistakes, but I used pencil. So problem solved. Always use pencil, and if you don't and you use pen or something, there's washi tape, there's stickers. You can do a highlight effect where if you maybe draw over or under a box, just do it on the next block and then draw a little highlighted section over the top part and the right side, and then it looks like almost a fake 3D effect. Boom, problem solved. Now it looks aesthetic instead of accidental. Done. My final tip or lesson from the bullet journal is size matters. Yep. Make sure you have enough pages, because I ran out of space, as I mentioned. And I was using a very, very simple format. I didn't have multiple days. I didn't have multiple spreads. I basically just had a monthly spread, a 3-month double page spread, and then weekly layouts. Nothing over the top. and I still ran out of space. So, it's okay. These things happen. But check the amount of pages you need and try and make sure you have enough. What I did, though, was get a small little notebook that I could then just, like I said earlier, write the date and write down my task list and tick it off and move on with life. That is maybe just best for some people. And you don't have to do convoluted spreads and future logs and check-ins. You don't have to do that. That's your thing. Do as you please. So, the bullet journal for me this year was a really good thing. It definitely helped me stay organized. But I'm not sure. Like, to each their own. And I'm glad I stuck with it for most of this year. But I'm not gonna continue. So, make sure you have enough pages, but also the size. My specific bullet journal this year was a 5. I do have my journal diary, which is an A4. And I actually have a tiny one that is size A6, which is just like a small little handbag sized notebook. So there are different sizes, there are different options. Do you find out what works best, experiment and play around with it. And yeah, that is it. The end of this episode, I just want to say, enjoy the process. Bullet journaling can be a fun hobby, like it was for me, because it was just pure enjoyment. It wasn't for money, it wasn't for clout, it wasn't for Instagram. It was just a fun little thing I did. Or for you, if you have a lot going on, you can see it as a serious thing where you can write down your life goals or your business goals or your elaborate convoluted plan to do whatever you want and go for it. Do it. Enjoy it. It's for you. So choose what you want to do with it and use it. And if you don't want to, don't. But enjoy the process if you do choose to do it, because it was honestly really fun. But that aside, the most important thing I want you to get from this episode, if nothing else, is that you can decide how to plan your year. But as long as you choose a method, okay? You don't have to go and draw a bullet journal. You can go get one of the pre-made diaries that they have at Walton's, P&A, any other place, typo. Because that's what I did. Not gonna lie. Hands down, I enjoyed bullet journaling, but no. And I've changed my mind about spreads, about layouts, about writing lists, about planning things. Like, it's okay. Because that is absolutely fine. You are allowed to change your mind. You are allowed to adapt. You are allowed to move with time and situations and do what you need to do. For me, I'm going to be using the Typo Wellness Diary for next year. I used it 2 years ago last, 2022, I think, and it was a gingham purple pattern. This year's one is a dark blue with like yellow on it. Absolutely stunning. This is not sponsored, by the way. But I did love the wellness tracker when I used it, and I wanted to try bullet journaling for this year. But I'm going to go back to my wellness diary next year, and they've improved the layout so well, where you can actually track your water, your mood. They have a space for like daily gratitude. They have monthly wellness tips and tricks for you to implement throughout the month. Like, I love that because my mental health and wellness is always important. So I'm loving that. I'm using a pre-made one. So don't be afraid to scrap it. If it's not working for you, or if you tried it and you don't like it, stop, leave it, and just change what you do. It's all up to you. So yeah. That is it for me. The song of the week is Hold the Line by Toto. I absolutely love it. And a lot of the times when I was drawing all my lines for my little boxes, I ended up kind of humming that song. So I thought it would just be very fitting to have Hold the Line as my song of the week. So yeah, thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you learned something. And if you did or didn't, or just have anything to say, you can leave it down below in the question box. You can also answer the question to the poll that I'm going to leave below. And enjoy this time that we have now, because it's about to get real relaxed before we get thrown into the festive fever that is Christmas. So yeah. Have a good day whenever you're hearing this. And remember to keep being a better being. I will see you in the next episode. Love you. Bye.